The musical history of Hawaii is filled with the sounds of stringed instruments, not only the slack key guitar and the ukulele, but the mandolin, banjo, and the fiddle. Guitarist and instrument builder Kylan Reese's research into that history and into the time when Hawaiian musicians were some of the most influential in the country has brought him some exciting discoveries and has inspired him to create a new hybrid instrument. Kylan's with us in our studio. Good morning, Kylan.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Beth Ann. So good to be here with you guys.
Your research has really been a reminder, not that you needed reminding, of what a rich culture Hawaii had in the late 19th, early 20th century, particularly as a musical culture, yeah?
It's been amazing. And having lived here about 15 years and been a musician here and also worked building and repairing instruments, I feel incredibly lucky to have been exposed to all that I have. And the historical research I'm doing now in collaboration with the Martin Guitar Company, whose history in the islands goes back to the 1850s officially, and 1886 as officially dealing in Martin instruments here through the Bergstrom Music Company. They really want these stories told, and the stories of some of these early Hawaiian musicians who were the rock stars of their day, traveling all over the world, teaching Hawaiian music and hula, and really crafting and designing the what was to become the most popular steel string instruments of the 21st century, for sure.
What got the country and the wider world excited about Hawaiian music? How did it even get to them?
Well, the Hawaiians were traveling to the big Pan American expositions and the world fairs. You know, there's a lot of the one thing that I've been really amazed at is how much these guys were moving around. We think of the modern age of airplanes and modern technology as being more movement going on. But really, if you look back, these guys were taking steamships all over the world. Mikia Kealakai, who was the director of the Royal Hawaiian Band in 1920, had a career that started out when he was 15 playing trombone with the Royal Hawaiian Band. And he went to San Francisco with the band several times, quit the band and formed the Hawaiian National Band in support of the monarchy.
After the overthrow. Right?
In 1895, traveled up the West Coast, and then kept traveling, traveled all through the Midwest, lived in Iowa, ended up in Paris and England. And the Martin Guitar Company is interested in his story because he was the very first guy to ever request that Martin make a full-size dreadnought guitar, which, as many people know, came to be the most imitated and widely popular the guitar that you're playing in the studio this morning.
I've got one sitting right here. It's the standard now.
Yeah, it is. And it has roots in Hawaiian music, which is a story that really needs to be told.
There are a lot of stories that you've uncovered that really hadn't been uncovered that really do deserve being told, just to help us understand not just music and stringed instrument playing, but Hawaiian culture.
Well, I'm a very humble student of this place and the people and the music, and I'm wowed constantly by what was happening here, and it's still happening here. But not many people know the tradition of mandolin music in Hawaii, but Ernest Ka'ai became really famous as an ukulele player, and he published the very first ukulele instruction manual in 1906. But before that, he was a mandolin teacher and virtuoso mandolin player that Johnny Almeida, who is oftentimes credited as being the greatest Hawaiian mandolin player, he said that Ernest Ka'ai was by far better than he was. And he had music schools, he had mandolin orchestras and quartets that were featured in Royal Hawaiian Band concerts in Honolulu in the late 1800s.
I've seen pictures of some of the mandolin orchestras that really caught on around the country.
It did, yeah.
In those years. I mean, there'd be 30 mandolins of different shapes and sizes.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And it's interesting, the ukulele got so popular. I think it kind of eclipsed a lot of the history of earlier instruments like the banjo, the fiddle. There's a whole fiddle tradition
sure.
in Hawaii where I was talking to my good friend Kavika Kahiapo yesterday. He was saying when he tours the West Coast, he comes across Native American populations who always talk about the Hawaiians who came over way long time ago. And he was telling me there was a fiddle player who would play for hulas.
And well, of course, a mandolin is a fiddle in a different form. I mean, it's the same tuning,
that's
same
true.
String
that's true.
Length.
Yeah, and This instrument that I've kind of put together takes the tuning of a mandolin and it has an ukulele-shaped body and a tipple pin bridge, which is the tipple is another instrument that came out of Latin American culture, and the Martin Company built for many years, and Hawaiians picked it up and loved it because it had a kind of chimey mandolin sound but was tuned like an ukulele. And so there's really nothing new anymore, I don't think.
Well, there may be, but we don't know what it is.
There's slight
right?
variations of things, but just when you think you've discovered something, you look back in history, and sure enough, someone's done it before.
Well, we're going to hear this new instrument at greater length in the second half of the show, but would you just pop a couple of chords to get an idea of what this thing can do? That chimey effect is because it's four what they call courses of strings, right?
Right.
Duplicated strings with tuned to exactly the same pitch.
Right.
But and they never come out exact, do they? That's
well,
part
that's
of the whole...
part of the charm of it is. Yeah. It's someone commented once, you spend half your life trying to tune these instruments and the other half playing out of tune.
Story but, of my life, Tyler.
But it is a magical kind of sound that you know, a lot of people in slacky music play 12-string instruments, and it has a very similar quality to it. You know, one thing that's been interesting I've been working on with the great Peter Rowan, who's a Nashville bluegrass singer-songwriter,
sure.
played with Bill Monroe. We recorded actually last year an album of his original songs that are Hawaiian-themed with Jeff Ahoy and Doug Tolentino, and a handful of other musicians. And so it's kind of interesting that this research is happening. Martin wants to tell these stories. These instruments are coming back. And Nashville is turning its gaze back to the islands for inspiration and meaning. You know,
that's
Jimmy Rogers, who Peter Rowan is very inspired by, had a long history with Sol Ho'opi'i and other early steel guitar players.
That'd be a very welcome trend, Kylan. And we're going to hear more of your music in the second half of the show. But
awesome.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Kylan Reese is a guitarist and instrument builder whose new hybrid instrument is called the Tiple Inaleto, or perhaps the Mandolaleto. We're going to name it in the second half of the show. We'll be back in the second half to perform some holiday music.